top story. A Ben Financial Advisor reacts to a big down day on Wall Street. U.S. stocks fell for a fourth session today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 248 points. Troy Reinhardt with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management. And Ben says Europe is mostly to blame.
This is all Europe. It's a continuation of what we've seen really for the last year, and even more succinctly over the last quarter, the last 3 or 4 months. And Europe's dragging everything down. Everybody's worried. Nobody knows exactly who holds what debt, what the contagion is out there. So it makes people sell off.
He says light trading volume is another factor. He doesn't believe the Super Committee's failure played a factor because he says that result was already priced into the market. The jobless rate for Deschutes County has remained unchanged since March, but one local economist is hopeful. Carolyn Egan with WorkSource Oregon says October is typically a rough month as seasonal jobs wind down and the retail sector doesn't heat up until November. The jobless rate in Deschutes County for October was 12.6%. That compares to 14.5% in October 2010.
Over the year, we seem to be doing really well. We only lost 70 jobs over the year in Crook County. We actually added 350 jobs in Deschutes County over the year, and then we only lost 250 jobs in Jefferson County over the year. So this whole idea of, or the whole feeling that things aren't getting better is true, but we're also not getting any worse. And I think that that is what the best we can hope for right now going into the winter.
Egan says that early indicators are showing that big retailers like Target plan to beef up their staff for the holidays. She says they haven't seen those holiday retail jobs during the past 2 years, so she's excited to see those big stores come through and how that will impact the November and December jobless numbers. OSU Cascades is leading the pack in Oregon in growth. Recent numbers show the Bend campus increased by more than 14% last year. About one-third of those students come from Central Oregon Community College. COCC spokesman Ron Paradis says besides paying less for a degree, students in that program actually outpace the four-year classmates.
Is there any research showing whether there's a discernible difference between whether somebody did the 2+2 or if they spent all 4 years in Corvallis, for example?
Well, actually, yes. And actually, our students outperform those who start at the four-year universities. You know, if somebody starts at a community college and transfers to a four-year school, by the time they get to the four-year school, they actually do slightly better than those who started at the four-year university.
The next highest growth rate in Oregon's 8-campus system was OSU in Corvallis with a rate of 4.7%. At the very bottom of the list was Portland State University, which had a negative 1% enrollment number. Hundreds of home health care workers gathered across the state today to protest pay cuts and possible loss of health care benefits. Here in Bend, workers rallied near the county courthouse in downtown Bend at noon. Anita Peikoff was one of the protesters.
Now, as preposterous as it may sound, Governor Kitzhaber, the self-proclaimed health care governor, is trying to eliminate health care coverage for thousands of low-wage workers who provide home care for those clients who depend on them to stay healthy and safe in their own homes.
The state plans to cut home care workers' pay by 5% starting in January. They are also increasing the number of hours a month employees need to work to qualify for health care benefits. They will now need to work 130 hours a month and not 80 hours a month to get health benefits. And the National Weather Service expects to issue a high wind warning around 7 p.m. this evening. Scott Landis with the Weather Channel says the winds we've seen all day could increase even more, so batten down the hatches.
High-profile vehicles, obviously, those are the ones that have to be extra cautious here. You want to keep both hands firmly on the steering wheel, and especially if you are heading into some of the higher elevations where those stronger wind gusts could be, you want to be extra careful. You know, the winds, again, could gust to 60 miles per hour in the foothills, closer to the 50-mile-per-hour mark as we head down towards town.
Landis says we could see a little spike in the temperature on Tuesday and Wednesday with a high in the low 50s, but by Thanksgiving we'll be lucky to see 40 degrees. He also says we could have off and on rain and snow showers over the next few days. And airports and holidays can bring big headaches even if you're just picking someone up. 1110 KBND's Lynn Masterson has tips for your trip to PDX even if you're just picking up a family.
They're coming to the airport to pick someone up. It's a good idea, if possible, to just grab a parking spot in the parking garage.
Short term is $3 per hour. Steve Johnson with Port of Portland adds the cell phone waiting area is also an option. About 44,000 people will pass through PDX on the busiest days right before Thanksgiving and on the Sunday and Monday following. You're advised to check flight schedules online before leaving home at PDX.com. In Portland, Lynn Masterson, News Talk 1110, KBND.